Thank you for listening to this talk produced by the Art Gallery of South Australia.
Good afternoon, everyone. Agsagana Yotanga Yuandi, we stand on Kaurna land and honour the Kaurna people of the Adelaide Plains. It's a great pleasure to be speaking to you today. This is really an introduction to the Adelaide Biennial of Australian Art and a specific introduction to this beautiful biennial. I really want to give attention to this incredible publication as well, Inner Sanctum, which is associated with the with this exhibition and with this project. And Jose has edited this book in such a beautiful way, and he introduces the ideas with such sensitivity and intelligence. I think you'd really enjoy it. One of the other things is I think it's absolutely appropriate that this exhibition is on here while the Writers' Festival is on, because there's so many poets and writers that have been part of the project. We're just, you know, Ali Kobe Ekman outdoor there, and of course Kate Llewellyn, and, you know, many other artists and writers have been associated with this project. Jazz Money, with her poem that's translated with the Sydney Gay and Lesbian Choir. But this transition across art forms, I think, is really glorious. So I'm just going to give a little history about the Adelaide Biennial. Who saw the first one in 1990? I knew it. So that and the history, it was really great, actually. Jane Llewellyn in 2019 wrote a little summary in the Adelaide Review about the history of the Biennial, because we were about to launch the Monster Theatres, which was the 30th anniversary in 2020. And so it was really terrific, because of course Daniel Thomas, it was the director at the time, and he initiated that project. So it actually goes back to the Biennale of Sydney. Now, many of you would have seen the Biennale of Sydney. It opens this week. It begins last night and opens to the public on the weekend. And the Biennale of Sydney was envisaged back in the 1970s, I think it was 72, as a way to bring the art of the world to Sydney, and by the Belgiorno Nettis family, who were Italian and were very conscious of the Venice Biennale. So in Sydney, the Biennale of Sydney was presented every 2 years, and there was a big push from the community in Sydney to have an alternate focus on Australian art, and they initiated Perspecta. So, and that project continued for some time. And then that ceased in 1999. And the idea was that the Biennale here in Adelaide would be the same year as the Biennale of Sydney. So you would visitors could see international art at the Biennale of Sydney, and then they would come here to see Australian art. And also, it was conceived at a time when, of course, it's the Adelaide Festival, which, of course, began in 1960, which was primarily a performing arts festival, so people would want something to do during the day, hence Writers' Festival, and hence the Biennale, which made perfect sense. And also, when it was conceived in 1990, it was planned to coincide with something that was already part of the Adelaide Festival, and that was Artist Week. So that used to exist for some time. It was a five-day talk fest introduced in 1982. That too has ceased, but I think it's been overtaken in
of light. Spirit of light. So those artworks that Jose has selected have been done so with great care and tenderness, and you'll see that throughout the gallery. The other aspect that I really love about this biennial is how it's inhabiting the entire gallery. Soon as you enter on North Terrace, bang, you're in it. And it's something that's very special about this gallery, and that is you are in the art immediately. I was director of the Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki for 5 years, and it took about 7 minutes before you saw any art because there was these grand staircases and beautiful foyers, whereas here